second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday morning. Hope everybody's having a good day thus far. We made a big announcement in the final hour of the show yesterday that Vanderbilt football and men's basketball were going to be a part of Cromwell Media. We were very, very excited about that. You'll be able to hear those games on 93.3, our classic hit station. And also, there's going to be some special programming on ESPN 102.5 The Game and ESPN 94.9 where you can get Vanderbilt athletic updates, daily updates, and weekly broadcast with our next guest called This Week in Vanderbilt History. Some segments on that. And Joe Fisher, the play-by-play voice, is indeed on the line with us. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Well, we're excited about the announcement and excited that we're going to be able to carry football games and men's basketball games. And it's really cool that Willie and I were talking about it, reminiscing. This will be our third stint, a third stop, I should say, at a station where we were carrying both the Predators and Vanderbilt Athletics.
Yeah, well, we're obviously very excited about it. It's great. As you mentioned, the games are going to be carried on a couple of the Cromwell, you know, stations, 93.3, I think 101.9, which is primarily up in the Robertson, Sumner County areas, 8:30 a.m. as well, all going to carry those, as well as being streamed on the web. And then to have the opportunity for me to have a daily report that will air on 102.5 or 94.9 or both, and then a weekly broadcast. We're going to do a one-hour show that's going to air on those elements as well. So very excited to be a part of this entire family.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you can shed any light at all, or is it still way too early to This Week in Vanderbilt History, kind of how that show, or you said that hour show every week is going to go down. Do you have any specifics, or is that kind of in the making or in the works?
I think we're still in the making, Darren, in terms of that. And I'm not sure that 1 hour show and that This Week in Vanderbilt History might be two different things.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure as of yet. You know, all that's kind of still in the process. But I don't think we're going to be in the process where you're going to have, as you guys have known for years and years, you know, during football season, you would have a one-hour show with your football coach and then a one-hour show with your basketball coach. I'm not sure that that's going to be the case going forward. I think these shows might be a little more all-encompassing, that certainly will have elements of including the sports that are going on at the time, but also, well, I think bring in other elements, which it could be former players, it could be, you know, current players that are doing certain things. I think there's going to be a lot of flexibility in that regard. So that's all kind of being worked out and discussed right now. My hope, guys, as you well know, is, gosh, we have a season. You know,
yeah,
I hope when we get to September, we're playing football. That's what I think we're all counting on right now.
Well, how do you feel as we sit here? Hold on, I'm officially tapping my phone because I don't know the date ever. I know the day. I've been pretty good about the day. As we sit here on June 24th, how do you – what's your feelings about, you know, this upcoming season? Do you feel good about it?
If I had to put a percentage on it, Darren, and I've kind of wavered back and forth on this, I'm probably in the 85% mode that we're going to play.
Okay.
And I give these schools, not just Vanderbilt, because I'm very familiar with what Vanderbilt is doing and trying to make sure they can be as safe, you know, and effective for getting this ready as they can. And I'm sure other schools, not only through the conference, but through the country, are doing the same thing. My guess is they will find a way to make this happen. Now, what we don't know, I don't think anybody knows, is it going to be in front of a stadium that's one-fourth capacity or one-half capacity or full capacity? I don't think anybody knows that, you know, as of right now, but I am pretty confident that they're going to find a way to get this season played.
Very good. We're speaking with Joe Fisher, Vanderbilt's play-by-play man, on the line with us. And, you know, we were kind of joking earlier, and we've joked before on the show during all of this that, you know, 2020 we'll never forget. There's going to be so many memories, and, You know, we'll try to always remember the good stuff, the crazy stuff, and what have you. I remember our conversation with you, Joe, right as all this hit, and we basically left the studio and we started doing this from home. You know, you were on the mic. You will always remember being the last game that was played for the SEC tournament there in the nightcap with Vanderbilt and what that whole experience was like. I remember you walking us through it. Like I think you said somewhere around halftime where they made the announcement and people started booing. I mean, I'm sure your memories of 2020, you'll always take this with you the rest of your life too, right? With all the craziness.
No, there's no question, Darren. It was almost surreal. I remember sitting in the arena and getting ready for our game because we were the late game of the two, you know, in that first session in the SEC tournament. And Tim Thompson and I were looking at each other and kind of saying, "Oh, I wonder if there's going to be an announcement or are they going to continue to play the games?" He and I both speculated, even before the announcement was made, that they were going to say they were going to play the games, but no crowd would be allowed. And sure enough, that's what they did. That was the boo that you got from the crowd that was there. But then it didn't take a very long time for that to jump from, we're not going to have a crowd there. We're not going to play these anymore. And I'll never forget walking out of the building on that night. I packed up my equipment in that late game. It's, you know, approaching midnight, and I'm getting done, and I'm walking out of the arena, and Commissioner Greg Sankey comes walking into the arena after they had, I'm sure, been in lengthy meetings about all the things they were discussing. And he walked up to me, and he said, he knew we had lost, and he said, so you're heading for baseball? And I said, yes, sir. I said, you know, we are scheduled to open this weekend at home against Kentucky, you know, in conference play, and I'll be there. And he said, boy, I hope we can keep you busy. Yeah. And when he said that, it kind of hit me that, yeah, I don't think he thinks we're going to play. And as that turned out, obviously, to be the case. So, yeah, 2020 is going to be remembered for a long time for a lot of things. But, you know, if you're a Vandy Boys fan, you're just carrying on as defending champion for another year.
That's right.
Right. Joe Fisher is with us. Voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, and of course we announced our partnership with them for the coming seasons on 93.3 Classic Hits and our entire Cromwell Radio family of stations. And Joe, I got to thinking, you know, of how it evolves, how people carry your, you know, listen to you, do the games. I've heard you on many a broadcast say, you know, I just got a message from so-and-so listening overseas somewhere, just, you know, catching the game. And I can remember back in the day when I was playing, my dad would try to go out in his car and drive up on a hill in Florida so he could pick up a real grainy version of the game if he could tune it in on a particular night. Then I remember you and I did women's basketball games one year, and they had that thing called Team Line, and some of the players' parents would call the line. You would call the number, and you would pay a certain amount of, you know, 50 cents a minute or something like that to listen to the broadcast. That was the only way you could get it unless you picked up the station. But now, of course, there's so many different ways that you can listen to the games. It's really interesting to hear how it's evolved.
It has changed, and you're right, Willie, because there were a lot of people, and we certainly remember, you know, with Vanderbilt in the past being affiliated with those clear channel 50,000-watt AM stations, and so at night, you know, you could be 20, 30 states away and be able to hear the broadcast. And, you know, there are, and I've heard people tell stories about, you know, and Willie, you remember Frank Secker, you know,
being,
I think from Wisconsin. And when he was being recruited, I think they literally went out into the driveway, got into the car and turned it on and said, you'll be able to hear your son, you know, play. But that was then. Technology has changed so much now, and there are so many ways for people to be able to hear your broadcast, whether it's online or through apps or whatever the case may be. But I got to tell you, and you mentioned, you know, getting, you know, emails or notifications that I'm listening from someplace. It never ceases to amaze me and humble me to a great degree to get an email from somebody, you know, that's sitting on an air base in Germany, that's a Vanderbilt alum, that's listening to a broadcast, or someone's in, who is in Hong Kong, who is, you know, where they are, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and but they are up because they're listening to us. And so there are layers of all of this. It's great to be able to do what we're doing, you know, with Cromwell, be able to serve this Middle Tennessee area with quality signals, so you can hear that if you're in the car, or if you're at home, if you're not able to access it, you know, on the computer. But there are so many people all around the country and all around the world now that access it otherwise. And so there are so many platforms that, you know, things have changed so much, but it's just good to be able to lay a good solid platform here for people who are going to be in the stands. And that's another thing, Willie, and you're right. Very familiar with this. I know there are a lot of folks, when you're doing a game, you know, they want to listen to you, and so they're wearing the headphones, you know, sitting in the arena, listening to you call the game. Well, we have the same thing at our place. And so you want to be able to make sure that you're able to service those folks as well. And that's all a great part of this.
I remember the first time I had that, Chip Frederick and I were doing Vanderbilt baseball games on a tiny signal. And Darren was actually the one, I think, that was producing the game back at the studio at a tiny station. And we were on the dugout, the third base dugout. There was no press box at the old baseball field. And we asked, is anybody out there listening? Because, you know, you could almost see every individual fan. They didn't have the crowds back then, but there was a group, you know, that raised their hand out in the outfield that they were listening to us. We just thought that was the greatest thing ever. listening on the other side.
I remember, Willie, and I'll never forget going back to 2007 when we made the NCAA tournament and hosted, you know, which was a historic, you know, occasion for Vanderbilt baseball. And there was a large contingent of people that gathered on the top of the 25th Avenue garage.
That's
right. You know, they sat up there on the very top. Now, you couldn't have a campfire, you know, and all that kind of stuff, but they were up there, I'm sure, with their beverages. But I remember saying something very similar to you, saying something in the broadcast and seeing people start waving, you know, from up there. And, boy, it just drove home the point that, you know, there are a lot of people out there that maybe you don't even think about that are paying attention to everything you're saying right now. And that's a very special memory indeed.
The sad part of that story Willie told, Joe, is I'd been in town in 1998, probably 3 months. Remember, this is 1998, okay? This is pre-everything. I don't even know if I had a phone. I don't even know if I had a cell phone then. I don't think I did. I was late to one of those broadcasts. He was late getting on the air, and I'll tell you why I was late. I was lost. I couldn't figure out how to get to the radio station because I'd been in town 3 months. There wasn't GPS. There wasn't any of that stuff. I got lost. I went down the wrong road, and the next thing you know, I was completely turned around. It took me forever. I was in a straight panic. I couldn't remember how to get to the radio station. One of my more embarrassing moments.
I totally remember that. And Chip and I, we just assumed that it was us and our inability to get the equipment hooked up right. We were like, it's got to us. Like, we must not have had a wire, you know, plugged into the right socket or whatever. And then
I didn't have a cell phone. Think about it. You get lost, you pick up the phone, you call somebody while you're driving around going, I'm lost. I didn't have that ability. I didn't have GPS. I was so out of sorts and out of whack. By the time I got there, I was probably just an absolute mess. Probably lost 5 pounds from sweating. But, yeah, not my best moment in this profession. But I was late to one of those broadcasts, and therefore Willie was late getting on the air because of me.
Yeah. Maybe the first inning was not carried there. But, Joe, let's finish with this because one of the things in partnering with us that we're excited about is, you know, people will have a sense of partnership and an outlet where Vanderbilt Athletics gets discussed and you have a presence there. And that's an important thing these days, right? Because you want to service the people that they want to hear about the teams. They want to hear from the coaches. And it's our job to help give you the access to do that. And you're going to be an important part of that.
Well, I appreciate that, Willie. And I think you do want to be in the conversation. I think what you hope, and I think what we expect is that you have teams that are worthy of being in the conversation. You know, you're not just talking the talk because, you know, they're paying money to do it. I mean, you want competitive teams that you can be proud of, that you want to keep up with, and I think you're going to see that. I think this is going to be a fascinating month coming up, guys, because, you know, everybody's going through this phase of wondering if we're going to be able to play college football and, you know, how's this all going to play out. And, you know, I think by the middle of July, some pretty serious decisions are going to have to be made on how they will proceed forward, if they will proceed forward. You know, you've got all the players that you guys, I'm sure, have talked about, you know, that are reporting back to campus. They're going through the testing protocols. They're trying to make sure that everybody is safe and clear in that regard. They can't practice together at the facility yet. Coaches can't see them yet. That doesn't come till mid-July. So there's a lot of uncertainty over this next 2 or 3 weeks. But I really think I'm looking forward to guys with you guys as well, you know, just being able to kind of continue to tell the story, you know, of what this process is going to be like as hopefully we're ready to get ready for a football season. And there, as you guys know, there are going to be some great stories to follow. You know, for the first time in quite some time, we've got a battle at quarterback. You know, they're rolling into, you know, trying to find out who your starting quarterback is going to be. That's going to be, I think, a real focal point that's going to be seen. It was going to be during the spring. Now it's going to be during the fall. So we'll keep up with all of that, but just looking forward to the opportunity to spend, you know, some time every day with you guys and talk about what's going on over there, not only just in football, but in all the sports and just looking forward to hopefully, knock wood, a season that gets started on time and we're able to do the things that we always plan to do.
No doubt about it. Joe, we're very excited about it, too. You continue to be safe. Thanks for the visit, as always. And we'll talk to you down the road.
Anytime, guys. Good to be with you. Thank you.
All right. That is Joe Fisher, the fine play-by-play voice for Vanderbilt Athletics. And we were just talking about the partnership that Vanderbilt Athletics, which is the football program and the men's basketball, we will carry their games on 93.3 Classic Hits. Also, there'll be additional programming on ESPN 102.5 The Game and 94.9, which will involve daily updates, weekly broadcasts, and a feature called This Week in Vanderbilt History, a segment on that or segments on that. So appreciate Joe for joining us. We'll come back at the bottom of the hour. We'll have Danny Butler from Fort Ice. We'll tell you about them reopening, but we'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side, ESPN 102.5 The Game.